Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go see how futures are trading. Well, before we do that, a few stories. Let's look at this one. Mato Grosso's Agricultural Economy Institute today says that Brazil's number one grain state will see corn production decline 32% this season due to falling planted acres and intense rains that fell on the crop during planting. IMEA says that the current corn crop in Mato Grosso will produce 15.2 million metric tons, representing an 11% reduction on its previous estimate. Mato Grosso produces just under half of the Brazilian second corn crop. Second crop planted acres is forecast to decline 19.7% to 7.3 million acres next year. A private survey today shows that U.S. companies are increasing hiring at a rapid pace. Last month, payroll processor ADP says private employers added 191,000 jobs in April. Monsanto Company says its fiscal second quarter earnings grew 13% on continued strength in its soybean seed sales as well as improved margins. For the latest period, total seeds and sales rose 6.9% to $4.65 billion. For the period ending February 28th, Monsanto reported a profit of $1.67 billion, or $3.15 a share, up from $1.48 billion, or $2.74 a share, a year earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,531. It's down almost 1 point. The NASDAQ is trading 4,284, up 16. And the S&P 500 is trading 1,887, up just about 2 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. We have some thunderstorms rumbling eastward from the state of Missouri, about ready to cross over into Illinois. These thunderstorms have been moderately strong today, with some small hail being reported across parts of the state and some breezy conditions as well. The little cluster of storms will go ahead and move through southern Illinois as we go forward through the next several hours, and we'll see some locally heavy rainfall come out of this. This is just the beginning of a rather unstable set of 3 days that we're going to be dealing with across the Midwest. And by the time we're done with it, there's going to be some healthy amounts of rainfall occurring across the Ohio River Basin in general. This is just the first of quite a few little waves of energy that will be moving through the region. And by the time we get to Saturday morning, we will have seen a lot of rain totals in the 1 to 2.5 inch range and perhaps even some greater amounts in some locations. The sad thing is we're trying to get ready to put some seed into the ground, and putting all this moisture in there first is certainly not going to help matters much. We are in a warming trend, though, across the region, and as we go forward through the next several days, the Ohio River Basin will be seeing some of the warmer temperatures, with readings expected today and tomorrow to get upwards into the 60s and even some 70-degree temperatures. The warmest conditions will be south of the rainy weather, so that would be mostly near and south of the Ohio River. Kentucky will be definitely warmest. Areas further to the north will not be nearly as warm as these areas, and we'll likely see a continuation of concern about how quickly we'll warm up the soil across the central and northern parts of the Midwest. But the good news is that we will slowly warm up. The storm systems that are going to be marching through the Midwest over these next couple of days will certainly set back fieldwork, as I said before, and put down quite a bit of moisture in quite a few areas. It's mostly rain, except for areas coming out of South Dakota and part of Nebraska into Wisconsin and Minnesota, where yet another storm and near blizzard conditions may evolve as we move from Thursday into Friday morning. Several inches of snow will occur across some of that region, and the upper Midwest, like many other areas in the region, are going to become a little bit too wet as time moves forward. Cool air will overspread a larger portion of the Midwest immediately following that storm system, and so we'll see once again temperatures cooling back into the 30s and 40s in the northern parts of the region. The lower Midwest will probably only cool down to some 50-degree temperatures as we get into Saturday and Sunday. The low temperatures at night will still be in the 40s tomorrow morning. In fact, the 40s and 50s in the lower parts of the Midwest. We'll expect to see the northern portions of the region still rather chilly, though, with some 20s and 30s common from the Dakotas to Michigan. And the low temperatures on Friday morning will likely continue to be mostly 30s and some 20s in the western Corn Belt, and then will still be above 40 and even 50 degrees in some areas in the lower Ohio Basin. And then finally, the cool air will overspread most of the Midwest, and the lows on Saturday and Sunday will be 20s and 30s across a big part of the region. The overall bottom line is that our soil temperatures will be cooling back down a little bit, unfortunately, after this rain event occurs over these next few days, and the cooler bias will still be with us during the first half to middle part of next week. A cool air mass will be coming into the region from Canada during that time period, and it will keep the temperatures cool and will also generate some additional scattered showers from late Saturday into Monday across the western Corn Belt and probably Sunday into Tuesday across eastern areas. So the bottom line over this next full week is certainly not going to be very supportive for getting into the fields and pushing some seed into the ground. We'll have to wait until the second week of April before we'll start seeing that process beginning and being supported by the weather. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from Busey. Busey and its associates remain committed to lending a helping hand, with contributions of more than $1 million and countless volunteer hours each year to better the communities where we live and work. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 745 and a half down 8. Soft May, 674 and a quarter down 11. May corn, 504 down 3.5. July, 508.5 down 4. December, 504.5 down 1. May soybeans, 1488 and 3/4, now a half up 4. July, 1464 and a quarter up 7. November, 1216 up 8.75. May soybean meal, 483 up 30. May soybean oil, 4181 up 41. April live cattle, 145.05 up 30. April feeders, 176.65 up 20. April lean hogs are 128.62 and a half, and they are up 82.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities. He is over in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Thank you very much. The same to you, sir. Well, the market has settled down after a pretty wild ride earlier this week.
Yeah, it's a little anticlimactic. I think we had some pretty interesting numbers out of the hog market on Friday afternoon, and then we had some interesting numbers and supportive numbers for the quarterly grain stocks. The acreage number in corn was maybe a little bit on the light side, but now that we've got those numbers worked into our balance sheet, the thing to think about going forward is, you know, what's the weather going to look like and what sort of pricing decisions or marketing decisions are the producers going to make going forward? Our indications right now is that, you know, the weather is definitely going to give the corn market a little bit of an underpinning. It probably leaves new crop beans on the defensive. And then looking at the wheat market, the chances of some rains coming through probably puts that market on the defensive. But with a billion bushel quarterly grain stocks figure, it's probably going to be pretty well supported on dips.
And there's one more piece of information before all the pieces are in place, and then we really go out into the fields and plant, and that's next week's WASDE report.
Mm-hmm.
And what the implied numbers from the quarterly grain stock report actually mean into actual ending stocks in the United States, and whether or not soybeans are low enough to make the front end really take off.
Well, I think realistically, this you're exactly right. How they massage these quarterly grain stocks numbers into the WASDE numbers is going to be important to watch. A couple of key places to think about is, one is the importation of beans. We've got some ideas that the ETA for the first arrival beans could be as early as this weekend on those diverted shipments out.
Yeah,
of South
America. I think it's two cargoes now confirmed.
Two cargoes. So that's going to be in as early as this weekend. The bottom line there is, the sooner we start importing, the higher that potential number could be, which basically would make the cancellations of Chinese purchases from us less important. The other thing is going to be the feed number in the corn. The cattle numbers are fairly small, but we've also seen significant losses in the hogs. So will the USDA be proactive and adjust that number aggressively?
Well, the Hogs and Pigs report suggests those losses aren't there, so it'll be very interesting to see what happens with that corn number.
Yeah, and I think realistically the USDA was probably a little bit conservative going forward because not all the numbers are in on the hogs.
So 504 December corn, didn't a bunch of it move?
I think it's getting some. I think a lot more will move if we can get the board up to about 520, maybe get close to $5 out of the field for fall. I think that would be a lot more attractive.
Is that realistic?
Yes, I think technically it is, especially if we get some weather concerns in the next couple of weeks.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is over in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn is 503 1/4, down 4 1/4. December is 503 3/4, down 1 3/4. May soybeans are 1484 1/2. They're unchanged. November 12 12 1/2, up 5 1/4. May soybean meal is 481.90, down 80. May soybean oil is 41.70. It's up 30 cents. April live cattle, 145.02 1/2, up 27 1/2. April lean hogs are 128.57 1/2. They're up 77 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.